Have you ever seen a child? I know you have if you have any children. If you're an adult, you have any children, I know you. And you set their shoes out in front of them. They'll put the left shoe on the right foot. And they'll put the right shoe on the left foot, that's it, and get it in there. And here they come. Thinking they've done something. You ever see that? You know, that's where a lot of Christians, a lot of believers are. They got the left shoe on the wrong foot. And they don't even know it. And they wonder, why is this? I can't walk right. Don't feel right. I'm walking. Why is it? And they just go through life hopping and hobbling, rubbing corns on their toes, and just ain't fitting right. Anybody here? I'm going to help you out this morning. If Holy Spirit have assigned me to help you this morning, because He's going to say some things, might shake you up a little bit, but if you'll listen, it'll fix you up. If you listen what is being said now you hear it, you're going to have to go dig, search it out, and get it for yourself. But I want to say something. All right? All right. So we settle the matter that I've been blessed. He said, I bless you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? Yeah. Blessed be to God. That's why we come and bless him, because he blessed us. Yeah. With every, not some, with every spiritual blessing, every blessing that an individual of this whole human race, or his children can be blessed with, we've been blessed. But yet we said we are looking for a blessing, trying to get a blessing. We got all these songs out. And then we go around and say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless America. You know, And God sitting on the throne, and it confused him, you know. I thought I told him I had blessed him. But you'll tell a person, be blessed. That's good, because I am blessed. But when we start saying, God gonna bless you. God gonna bless you. And looked like to me that scripture said he had. So why do all these things that the Bible tells me, and you got one, you'll say, says the same thing that mine says, that I have been given by God in Christ. Why is it that we don't see him? You know why? There's too many voices speaking in your life. Too many voices. Too many songs you listen to, and you are caught up with the beat and the rhythm and the tune, and you don't listen to the words. They got a good beat, got a good tune, and all that, but the words are poison. And it's called gospel, and it's not gospel at all. Because the gospel is good news. Can y'all agree?
Amen.
What is the gospel? Good news. Hallelujah. Now here's what I want to pick up. We're going to unravel some of this. Let me get to my thing. Here's what I want to pick up. If 2 Peter, if you would put that up, 2 Peter 3:18. 2 Peter 3:18. I know we read it last Sunday. I may read it next Sunday, and next Sunday, and next Sunday, and next Sunday, and next Sunday. I guarantee you, I read it to now, to the end of the year, you still won't have it all. But do what? Grow in grace. Do what? Can I talk to y'all real straight today? It's amazing how we don't catch it. We can pick up a habit. When this word is being taught, and when the word is being taught, we got to go to the bathroom. And I know people have different issues. I have to deal with some stuff as to what if I'm up here preaching? I got to go to the bathroom. Y'all hold on, I'll be back. Now y'all have a problem with that. But I wasn't supposed to have no problem with y'all. And the very time you're about to hear an important point, we don't catch it. I'm gonna help you this morning if you'll let me. So you find out why these things are not being brought in check. And you're living victorious over them because you don't pay attention. You're more body rude, you're more soulless, carnal than your spiritual. And when spiritual things begin to be released, you got to go do something. But you ought to be glued to your seats. I ain't going nowhere because I got to hear what's being said. Because I promise you, I'm about to say something. He said, "Bless." He said, "But grow." Look what it said. Grow. Do what? But grow in grace and in what? Of our who? In our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You do it to the glory of God, to him be glory, both now and forever. Why? Because he's done everything. To him be glory. Now look at this next, put up Ephesians 2:8. Come on. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved. How were you saved? What did you do to earn it? What did grace give you? I thought you'd be quiet on that one.